As Washington prepares for the new reality of Democrats in power in Congress, no one has a bigger task than the business lobbyists downtown. They worked hand in glove with Republicans for 12 years. Now they're retooling their strategies. NPR's Peter Overby reports.
Here's a quick compare and contrast. First, a membership recruitment video for the National Association of Manufacturers. It was made in 2005. It features the House Speaker at the time, Illinois Republican Dennis Hastert.
I think there's a great future for American manufacturing, but we have to work together to bring down the cost of taxation, cost of litigation, and the cost of regulation.
In other words, the straight-line Republican business agenda. Now, Jay Timmons, the association's chief of government relations, staking out their position last week.
We advocate on behalf of manufacturers and, most importantly, the employees and their families.
Constituencies that clearly appeal to Democrats. Like every other business advocate in Washington, Timmons is adjusting to the prevailing political reality. He says the Manufacturers Association is adding a new legislative priority, fixing America's transportation networks.
You know, America's infrastructure is crumbling, and I think that that issue really cuts across all party lines.
It puts the NAM in sync with the Democrats for rebuilding the transportation system, but against congressional earmarks that have committed billions of dollars to pet projects.
To really fix problems instead of creating highways that might be named after somebody who happened to get funding for them.
At the National Association of Broadcasters, the president is David Rare. He's been a hot commodity in the lobbying world, with solid ties to House GOP leaders. Rare doesn't try to hide his background. When we talked, I asked him how he'll approach the new Democrats in Congress. He said he always tries to meet every new lawmaker, but also that he carefully matches the NAB lobbyists to individual members of Congress. He says he and the lobbyist go visit the lawmaker and talk issues.
And then I say the following at the end. Congressman Overby, anytime you need me, here's my cell number, here's my email address, here's my phone number. But in your office, Lori Knight, who works with me, is going to be your contact. So Lori is as good or better than seeing me.
Knight is a former Democratic Hill staffer, as Rare will be sure to remind the lawmaker.
And then effectively, we've moved away from David Rare, the president of the NAB, whatever his personal partisan perspective is, to this is the person.
But the Democrats have some adjusting to do as well. Democratic lobbyist Vic Fazio, a former congressman himself, puts it this way.
To hold on to the majority in the future, Democrats have got to adopt some proposals that may not, on the surface, seem like traditional Democratic issues, but which they want to make a record on.
Because that record presumably would help them win again in 2008. Andrew LaPerriere is an analyst for the ISI Group, providing Washington intelligence to Wall Street firms. He expects to see Democratic pragmatism.
They're not going to take on industry on issues where they're taking the unpopular side, but they are going to take on business on issues in which the public generally supports what the Democrats are trying to do.
Such issues as raising the minimum wage and facing down the drug makers on Medicare prescription prices. But on other issues, business lobbyists and Democrats will probably find some common ground. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.